Tonight is the third and final presidential debate in Las Vegas. Let the betting metaphors begin. The Boston Globe writes that Hillary Clinton comes in like a poker player with a full hand. Donald Trump is acting like he's got a hot hand, though polls say all he's got is a pair of jacks. We would add, Las Vegas is also the place where rabbits get pulled out of hats. The debate will be moderated by Fox News' Chris Wallace, broken into six sections: debt and entitlements, immigration, the economy, the Supreme Court, foreign hotspots, and fitness to be president, a category that could be a grab bag about groping and leaked emails. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving starts us off. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Robin.
So this is the first debate since Donald Trump took the shackles off. What do you expect?
The shackles are still in some respects on, and Donald Trump has also been a person who has never really been shackled. So we're going to see that tension, we're going to see that contradiction again, as we did in the first two debates, and perhaps some people on the Republican side are certainly hoping that Donald Trump will find a gear that he hasn't in the first couple of debates, where he can actually speak to people's issue concerns about the economy, about their own lives, about the direction of the country in a way that does not sound quite as much about him personally or quite so much about Hillary Clinton personally.
Well, and in the last few weeks, those kinds of issues have been overshadowed by different things, including the huge flare-up over the video of Trump bragging about groping women and the women who came forward to say that he did it to them. Look, there's a question that enrages Hillary Clinton supporters, but her detractors are demanding. Do you think she will be asked why Trump's dismissal of his accusers is any different from Clinton's dismissal of her husband Bill's accusers years ago?
Probably not by Chris Wallace, who is going to be the solo moderator. He is from Fox News, of course. He is the son of Mike Wallace, whom many people remember as a very tough interrogator for CBS News. Chris Wallace is a tough interrogator, but I believe that his impression of his role tonight is to stick to those subject areas that you just enumerated and not to become overly personal or scandal-oriented in talking about these candidates or in questioning the candidates. That's not to say it won't come up, because there are going to be opportunities for either of the two candidates to take shots at each other about these past allegations or current allegations of sexual assault. And it is entirely possible that in that back and forth, there will be some of this comparison, in which Hillary Clinton surely needs to be prepared with some sort of an answer to differentiate between what she has said and what she has now said about the accusers of Donald Trump.
Now, what about the idea of a rigged election, what Donald Trump has been talking about a lot? Ohio Governor John Kasich responded this morning on CBS.
Look, to say that elections are rigged and all these votes are stolen, that's like saying we never landed on the moon, frankly. That's how silly it is. No, I don't think that's good for our country, for our democracy, and I don't believe that we have any massive fraud. One of my great friends here is the head of the Board of Elections. We don't have that. That's just a silly argument.
But, Ron, will it come up tonight?
It might very well come up tonight in the context of Donald Trump strongly suggesting that this is not a legitimate election, that something about the election from the very beginning has been rigged in favor of establishment candidates on the Republican side, whom he defeated, and the Democratic candidate now. And of course, much of that is his accusation that the media, or the news media, the entertainment media, the social media, everyone is somehow engaged in some kind of a conspiracy against him in the coverage and in the stories that are being reported. Also, of course, it goes to this other issue of actual in-person voter fraud at the polls or somebody messing with the computers and the counting afterwards. And we don't know if there will be some kind of hacking or some kind of cyber interference in the process or in the reporting of the process by the news media afterwards. Those kinds of things might be on our horizon. But the kind of voter fraud Donald Trump's been talking about, go into the cities, you people go down to the polling places and make sure that no one cheats, no one votes more than once, ineligible people aren't allowed to vote. Those kinds of allegations, John Kasich is right. There's just very little evidence of that happening on any kind of a mass scale.
And very, very briefly, today, Marco Rubio is telling Republicans, don't bring up the latest controversy about the FBI and the State Department perhaps trying to come up with a deal over how to classify Hillary Clinton's emails. Are Republicans, do they want to back off those issues?
They don't want to. I think Marco Rubio's suggestion was that WikiLeaks is a two-edged sword, and there might be internal memos coming out from the Republican side, as there have been about the Democratic side. But that doesn't mean that in an election that's going the direction this one is, the Republicans won't grab for whatever they can find.
I'm here, Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.